So here's the resolution. You need to be resolved to go forward and never look back. Take out your songbooks real quick. Go to 316. This is where this song comes from. It's from this portion of scripture here in Luke. Okay. What is he saying? I want 100% loyalty. I want you to just go forward and put me first and never look back. Let's sing it together. A cappella. Brother Eric, you don't have to play. Verse number one. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Now pay attention to verse number two. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. What is he saying? Even if just I'm doing this thing by myself, if my mom doesn't join me, if my dad doesn't join me, if my sister and brother whom I love, my friends, I'm still just going to do it and I'm not going to turn back. That's hard. And I'll be honest with you, when I first got saved, you know, there's many nights of tears and sorrow because I wanted my family to come with me. I wanted my brother to come with me. I wanted my sister. I wanted my family to join me. And my expectation was that they were going to join me. My expectation was they're going to come with me and we can do this Christian thing together. But you know, the reality was, I was all by myself. I was all by myself. But then you realize you're not by yourself.
Right.
And then I sung this song and I thought to myself, you know what? Though no one go with me, I'm still going to do this.
Amen.
Though no one join me, I'm still going to follow and I'm not going to turn back. Look at verse number three. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. What's the resolution to this? Well, number one, be resolved to never look back. Don't turn back. Just keep going forward. Even if no one goes with you, don't turn back. Recognize the recompense. You know, you have a reward waiting for you because you've forsaken everything. The Bible says in Matthew 19, verse 29, and everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Go to Matthew chapter 5 when we're done. Matthew chapter number 5. What's the last thing? What's the last resolution? Here's the last resolution. Reward your family with love. Amen. So those who persecute you, who do you wrong, who revile you, who criticize me or the church or, you know, the beliefs, don't reward evil for evil, railing for railing, but rather blessing for blessing. Look at Matthew 5, verse 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. You say, why? Well, because you just never know that 5 years or 10 years from now that they can have a change of heart. And you never want to leave a bad taste in their mouth.
Right.
You never want to be a bad testimony to your family. Because you may have believed all these doctrines right off the bat, but other people, it takes time.
Right.
And I've noticed this. Sometimes they're really just waiting to see if this is real to you. Sometimes they just think, oh, he's just going through a phase. She's going through a phase. This will blow over. They will change. They always do something like this. They go into something new. They start doing something new, and it's just a phase. It's just this, you know, and they're kind of waiting to see when you fall out. Go back to your old ways, right? That's what they're waiting for. And what you need to do is be consistent. Amen. Folks, one of the greatest qualities that you can learn and obtain is consistency in the things of God.
Amen.
Right. Not perfection, not sinlessness, because it doesn't exist. Consistency.
Amen. Right.
In church, consistency in your Bible reading, consistency in your service, consistency in your attitude, consistency in your love, consistency in your beliefs. Consistency, consistency, consistency.
Amen.
Because when people see an inconsistent life, they don't buy into that stuff. But when they see you're consistently going to church, you're consistently going soul winning, you're consistently reading your Bible, it becomes a reality to them. Reward your family with love.